It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Yeah, I think that's the number one happiest song ever. It's 99 to Buzz, Mizanna and Sandy. Welcome to Friday! Yay! Here we are. Yay, Scott Spazano here. Sandy Waters, what's up to you? Hello to you.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hello.
You all right? You okay? Wake up. I got my goofy coffee and straight coffee. I got like my weird coffee, straight coffee in my travel mug. It takes two cups.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got the regular baseline and then the mystery K-cup thing with a question mark on top. You're not quite sure what it is. That's me this morning. And I believe I've arrived at Hazelnut. Not that happy about it, but coffee is coffee. What you gonna do? We need it to wake up. Are you do like only just one cup, right?
No, I do. Let's see. I do a cup of water first. This is very important for anybody who's a health nut.
Uh-huh.
If you're not like me, but try to be.
Health curious. You're health curious.
Health. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm health curious, and they say start. Don't you dare touch anything but a cup of water.
Yeah.
First, a glass of water.
Gets wheels turning.
And then I have a cup of coffee. And then like around one, between one and three, I have another cup.
Oh, that's right. Weren't you not supposed to do that?
I think the cutoff was like two, right? Didn't they say two or something? So I'm pushing it if I go to three. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, for anybody, I guess 2 o'clock is like stop your coffee.
In my 64 years, I have never had a cup of coffee afternoon.
Really?
In my entire life.
Wait, you haven't gone out for like a coffee date or something?
No.
I
may have had one at a wedding once at night, but like I've never. Coffee is not an afternoon or night drink for me.
It's strictly
morning to wake me up, and that's it.
Oh. See, it doesn't even really wake me up. It actually makes me more sleepy. I don't know what it is. Maybe I have more
coffee. Yeah, and pot drinks make nothing to you.
Yeah, I don't react like I'm supposed to react.
The THC-infused drink that we did a couple weeks ago, she's like, I don't feel anything. I'm like, oh, God. What a waste of money.
I didn't feel a thing. I even did a shot of, like, the harder stuff, the bottle stuff, proof or whatever the hell it's called. Mm-hmm. I even did a shot of that thinking something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
No, that's 2.5. I saw it on the bottle. It's 2.5 milligrams per ounce. So you need to do 2 ounces to get 5 milligrams, which is equal to a really light gummy.
So what's a shot?
An ounce.
So I need 2 shots.
You needed 2 shots to get you started, yeah.
I don't even know why I'm so
immune to
fix. Yeah, no, I don't know why I keep bringing it up, and I'm so fascinated about this.
You still need to.
I mean,
it's legal. Yeah, you might like. Anyway, it's the 26th of June here on 98.9 The Buzz, a week away from, oh my God, this 4th of July weekend craziness. Jazz Fest coming on again tonight, this weekend. Man, I really want to see Trombone Shorty. I've seen all his videos. I hear he's fantastic. That's the one show I'd like to see.
Did you already miss it? Is he coming?
No. We're going to be in Buffalo for my wife's thing, acting thing, showcase.
Oh, tomorrow.
With Mario Lopez.
Oh, boy. You got to keep your eye on your wife.
Yeah, right.
You step in. You beat up Mario if he gives your wife that look.
Nah, she got a hall pass. It's fine. It's coming up on 6 on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy today. We're going to start out with some clouds, but mostly, you know, partly cloudy today. Just a mild 75 degrees for the high. Looking good this weekend. 95 by next week, girl. By Thursday, okay?
98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, yay. Friday on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. No rain. It was nice and steady yesterday, boy. Everything got watered. No big deal. Suzanne and Sandy here. 6 o'clock hour. Let's go. I'm so psyched today. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you're in a good mood. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I'm in a good mood. We're going to see sun and clouds in 75. Just perfect.
I'm having a weird emotional moment right now. And I know a lot of parents go through this where there's different things that happen in your kid's life that you're like, you get really excited about, you get really sad about, you get really whatever about. I'm having one of those. Lexi is going away. Yes, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. I almost said yesterday. No, mm-hmm. She's still here. Tomorrow, she's leaving to go to a mission camp.
A mission camp. Cool. This is through school, you said, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a school mission project thing that they're doing. So she's going to a summer camp for kids in a low-income community in South Texas.
Oh, cool.
This is the camp that I was telling you about, that one of her friends that was supposed to go along, her parents got nervous about sending her kid to the south of Texas, the border, that they pulled out of the trip.
Really?
And I'm like, at that point, I was like, oh, crap, am I supposed to be worried? Like, I thought this was fine. Anyhow, she's going to be doing good mission work.
Listen, you're trying to find words.
That's so awkward.
So she's working with underprivileged children, and showing them how to be happy and get through the summer and that whole package, right?
Yes, yeah, it's cool. A lot of immigrants at this camp, a lot of, like you said, underprivileged, and it's so beautiful and it's so cool, and it's like an out of body experience that my kid is doing that.
Oh, this is going to be forever in her head.
You know, it's going to change her. And yeah. I told her, I go, this is going to change. You're going to come back such a mature kid, and you're going to see things that I don't even know exist in the world. Like,
yeah, Texas.
This is impressive.
You've never even been to Texas.
I haven't.
Have you ever been to any other state? Maybe Minnesota, and that's it?
Anyhow.
Sandy went to Niagara Falls once.
Well. Okay, so here's the thing, though. This is the guilt is coming in here, seeping in here.
Never.
Because my daughter is doing very beautiful work, great work. I mean, it's impressive. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, while she's away, bare bones working at this camp in the hot heat of Texas, my husband and I will be finally making good on that gift that I gave him for his 50th birthday last year. And we're going to the Nordic Spa in Quebec.
Nice!
So it's like,
wait a second, though. She'll probably get a better experience out of that than you guys going to Quebec for a pamper session.
I don't know if I'm going to fully be able to relax.
Oh,
because my entire time there will be like, oh my God, is my kid okay? How is she doing? Is she, not that she's not safe, but whenever your kid goes on a trip.
You wonder.
Without you,
you're
wondering.
Get used to it. My kids have got, my freaking son, Anthony, he's like, he called me one day. I'm like, where are you? He goes, Barcelona. I'm like, what? Wait, how did you get to Spain? Like, what is this whole thing?
He didn't even tell you?
No, he didn't tell me.
He's so good.
Yeah, and he's very independent, and this will strengthen everything for her culturally.
Absolutely.
Responsibility, yeah. You know, her confidence. It's going to be great for her. You, on the other hand, you're going to bitch about how much it costs and how Quebec was nice, but don't feel any guilt. I need you to do this. Don't feel any guilt.
And it's like, it's amazing because, like, your son is, I would say, worldly, way more worldly than you and me because he's traveled. He's so confidently, boldly goes into these uncomfortable situations.
Because he can, you know. No wife, kids, or anything right now.
I grew up very sheltered. Like, my kids have experienced more than I at my age now.
Yeah, right.
Like, I just saw Greece. And Greece, New York is all I saw. And then we would travel to Italy every summer.
Right.
That was my childhood. So I don't know if there's like this will be a life lesson that she learns before the age of 20. Like, what is that life lesson for you? That moment in time where you're like, wow.
So
when you were young.
So it's moments you never forget, right? Where you learn.
That changed you.
Yeah.
Without a doubt change her.
I had experiences that have changed me, and I've done so much because of my wonderful ability to be ADHD, my superpower. I've done so many things that I'll never forget about. Like, for instance, I took up hang gliding, and that's still, to this day, I can feel it. Or maybe
when you were young. I'm talking when you were young, before 20. Years old.
I was in my 20s.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Maybe 30. But still, that was still like, you know, I still felt like I was 15.
I thought you were going to say your car accident.
Well, yeah.
That is what the one thing that changed you.
Well, it changed me. It made me think that, you know, I went through a windshield. It was, you know, a long time ago on a dirt road. And I put 250 stitches in my head and almost died. And that made me think, okay, nothing really is that important because everything can change in a second. One big thing. Yeah.
I don't have one of those moments. I don't have a moment in my childhood that it was like, oh, wow.
Live wild. You know, it's funny. We weren't even living wild. We're coming home from school. It was high school. And then my trip to Soviet Ukraine was a very amazing, life-changing cultural thing for me. That was so cool. I think about that every day.
You were in your 20s then? Or how old were you then?
Yeah.
You were in your 20s.
Yeah. I was working in radio back then, too. So it was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, I'll have my life-changing moment in Quebec in the dead pool or whatever they call it. The sea,
the
salt
dead
water
pool.
No, there's a dead pool. What do they call it? Somebody help me. It's like full of Epsom salt or salt, and you're supposed to just float there. I think they call it, don't they call it like the Dead Sea?
The Dead Sea, not the dead pool.
Or you'll die in the pool, okay? Dead.
No, I'm thinking of the
movie. I don't go in pools, so. Or the movie.
Yeah.
Or the movie. I was thinking legitimate dying because I don't like pools.
Wow, girl, you're going to expand your boundaries by going into a pool in Quebec.
I've never been to Quebec. I don't know.
You're gonna hear French.
Oui, oui.
Oh, God. Well, have fun and have no guilt, you know? So have fun,
you
guys.
Yeah, that's impossible when you're a mom. It's impossible.
Yeah, right. You'll forget about it for a minute.
Bizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Play along with...
Wait.
Don't tell me. That's Bizzano and Sandy.
This is a true story from the Shadywood neighborhood off Lyle Road in Gates. Are you ready?
I am ready.
The if you are new to Wait, Don't Tell Me, you have to guess how the story ends.
Right. Okay, right.
So she wrote, I've lived in the same house for 40 years.
Oh.
40 years. Never had a problem. Never lost a night's sleep. Never worried about what might be lurking outside my bedroom window. Then my neighbor started a new hobby. At first, I didn't think much of it. But over the last year, strange things started happening. Late at night, just as I'm falling asleep, I hear noises outside of my bedroom. Not all over the house, just in one specific corner on the side closest to my neighbor's yard. Then it got worse. Not one, but two unexpected visitors somehow found their way inside my house.
Oh.
I still have no idea how they got in. How does the story end?
Oh, man. Wow. I feel like... It created a little suspense when you said this new hobby that the neighbor has. And I'm thinking, you know where my first thought went?
Oh, boy.
He's doing some kind of mad scientist, like electronic something, building stuff out of junk and turning it into like a portal to another dimension.
That's where your mind went.
First thing. And then
the visitor was from another dimension.
The visitors were from another dimension and they had seven legs.
Okay, that's your guess. I'll give you some more time to think about
it. Yeah, I think we're going to need a little bit more time to think about it. You think about it too. 818-2899. Call us up. I'll give you tickets to the Guess Who play along. First call.
Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
I remember driving the school bus at Wheatland Chi Lai and listening to you both, listening to your station during COVID, which really got us through the day. Loved it.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
DeZanna and Sandy, and now let's turn the brain on for wait, don't tell me on 98.9 The Buzz. Yes, Sandy found a great story.
Today's mystery story is from the Shadywood neighborhood off Lyle Road in Gates. Mm-hmm. And she took to social media to desperately ask for advice how to best deal with her neighbor's new hobby that is causing her to lose sleep at night. And she said not one, but two unexpected visitors somehow found their way inside her house. How does the story end?
So it's not the portal and the aliens and all that stuff, right?
That, not your original thought, okay. Unless you want to lock in your answer.
No, I can't lock that in yet. Okay. It must be, okay, here's my second vibe.
Yeah.
And Sandy doesn't tell me what this is, so we're not like faking this at all.
Somehow you nail it quite often.
Let me try this one. Dude took up serious hobby of barbecuing and smoking. Meats, and he ended up getting some critters, like raccoons or something like that. That is my final.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
Remember, she said she wakes up in the middle of the night because of this hobby.
Yeah, and you smoke a brisket for 12 hours.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I do. You can smell it. It does smell the whole neighborhood.
It's so good.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just say, am I close?
Kind of. Part of what you said is kind of. So her neighbor installed a bat house.
Oh my God, a bat house.
And she said, quote, "This is disgusting to me. I don't like this at all."
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Because, and now she's paranoid that bats are getting into her her siding. She's like, how do I tell if they're in? Because I can hear the little in the middle of the night. So anytime I hear a noise, my husband and I jump out of bed and we're so panicked that it's in the house.
That there's bats in the belfry?
Because two have already gotten into her house.
That's crazy. Which is doesn't make sense because now they don't need to go into their house. They have a house of their own.
Oh, yeah. I don't know much about bat.
Well,
houses.
A lot of people put up bat houses to combat insects. They eat tons of mosquitoes, and that's good.
See, a lot of the comments said you should be grateful.
Yeah.
Thank your neighbors because you don't have spiders and insects in your.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the other side of the comments, and there were like hundreds of comments, the other side was like, that's messed up. Report them. But I don't know. Can you report them? Is that illegal? Like,
Have
you known anyone to have a bat house?
We have some up in the edge of our woods. Yeah. There's a couple up in the trees.
Is it really?
Yeah. And we've got, so it's woods behind us, and then it's like 100 yards, and then it's like Route 104, right by near Bay Bridge. So in that woods is really, I don't want to say swampy, but there's some low-lying areas with standing water, which create tons of mosquitoes.
Oh.
So neighbors along my street all it is an upside down rectangular box. It's all you need with no bottom. And they get up in there.
Is that all it is? I'm trying to envision what a bat house is.
It looks like the Haunted Mansion from Disney.
And I hear bats are like sweet. They're not like what you see in the movies. Is that true or not?
Yeah, some people think they're cute. I mean, they look like cute little mice with wings, you know. Think Stuart Little with wings.
Well, how would you feel about a neighbor having a bat house right next to you? Would you be okay with it?
I have that. I am okay with it.
Yeah, but instead of in the woods, it's like right next to you.
Yeah,
well, does
no,
it bring
it
bats closer to your house then, or do they stay out in the woods?
No, obviously, in the dark, they have sonar, right? So they go where the bugs are, and if you've got an outdoor light and all the bugs are flying around it, that's when it'll come by and snag all the insects. So therefore, if you've got bright lighting on the back of your house and, you know, insects buzzing around it and stuff, that's where bats go.
So have you ever had one in your house?
I
hear those wild bat stories of getting into the house.
Oh, my God. I had one at the radio station in Geneseo at the college. We had the window open in the studio. Did I tell you this story?
I don't know.
So, okay. I got to get this up. Hold on a second.
Set the mood. Anyone else got a good bat story?
All right, no, listen to this. So I'm playing a song on the college radio station. Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group. So we're cranking this in the studio, and it's like 11:30 at night, and we're like going and doing our thing, and all of a sudden I see this thing out of the corner of my eye, and it's like a bird flies into the hallway, and my friend Jürgen Wilson goes and looks in the hallway, and this guy was 6'4", blonde hair, blue-eyed, like, German kid. And he screams like a little child. I'm like, what is it? He goes, it's a bat! So he gets the bat. We called security because we were locked in the studio.
Are you locked?
And we're playing this Frankenstein song, and we're freaked out. And the security guy, and we looked out, we both of us, it was like an 80s movie. We both like looked up over out the door, like out
and
the side of the door.
It was a sound effect that went,
yeah, and no, the bat's coming down the hallway at us like a Scooby-Doo film, like this. And the security guard walks in, what do you call it? A broom and takes a dustpan, a metal dustpan from the janitor's bucket, and it's like, smack! Picked it up and flushed it down the toilet.
Oh, no! Wait, what?
Yeah. Industrial college toilets. You know how they do.
So, oh, they're poor bats. This story took a turn and I was not expecting.
Right here is when the bat flew through. Right.
God help us. We're going to die. Oh, there's a bat.
Oh, my God.
It was right during this drum solo.
You little baby. I thought you were going to be the hero of this story.
No.
Spisano and Sandy.
Oh. The bills make me wanna shout. Get your heels up and shout. Hey, 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, it's Spisano and Sandy. Happy Friday, 7 o'clock hour. Sandy has a question about Bills tickets.
Not because I want to buy any. I'm just very curious. Well, two things. First, a friend told me. I don't even understand it. I was just nodding along and like, okay, when is this conversation going to end? Because, you know, whatever.
You're talking
spending
about
crazy money on sports is just insane to me.
You're talking about like the season ticket to the Bills, right?
I think that's what he's talking about. Okay. And this is why I'm saying I really don't understand this conversation. So I'm going to tell you the parts that I know and you clean it up for me because it doesn't make sense on paper. To me, it doesn't make sense. But I'm not a sports fan like some people are. So he said, at first he was like, when they increase the price of the tickets and the PSL and all this stuff, like some people have been priced out of going to Bills games. That's without a doubt, right? And at one point he was like, this is crazy. I can't do it. I'm priced out. Okay, very good. So then I saw him yesterday and he was like, I'm like, did you, you know, because he was talking about the Bills games and going to the games. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you said you didn't buy tickets. Did you buy tickets? And he goes, yeah, you know, it'll just be, I'll be 83 when I pay it off. But
as
I'm
a
like,
joke.
You're going to, I don't know. Because he said it's going to take 30 years. Do they put him on a payment plan? If you buy season tickets to the Buffalo Bills, is it a payment plan? Like you pay a mortgage, like you pay your car payment?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because he's like, yeah, but it was worth it because it brought my wife and I together closer because she loves to go to the games equally as much as I do. And as he's saying this, he looks at me, and then my husband was there too. He looks at my husband and looks back at me, and then they both look at me. And I'm like, listen, I...
Your poor husband.
This sad look at my husband's eye. Yeah, she's never gone to a game with me.
You've been married 20 years.
I go, listen, move on. Let's go. And he goes, well, you know, and it made it a bonding moment for the family. So to me, no matter the price tag, it is well worth it. So, yeah, it's going to take some time to pay it off. But I don't understand that.
Well, first of all, money gets in your way, right? You always that money's the first thought. That's the first filter, right? So that's a negatory. Family is really important to you, which should outweigh money, but it never seems to.
Yeah, but I don't... Is it because... Does everybody get to be put on a plan? Like, every year you have to pay X number of dollars? Or because this is the price of the ticket, it's going to take him a little bit longer to pay off?
You're talking and then season, what happens, not one game.
I'm not sure what I'm talking.
No, it's got to be. It's got to be one... It's not one game. You got to pay for 30 years for one ticket.
Okay, so
it's got to be
tickets.
A season... Yeah, like forever seats.
But then whenever, what does that even mean? Like after you pay it off?
It's yours.
Then is it still yours? Or you only have it if you're paying? I'm so confused by what's happening how much money people are spending.
You're barking up the wrong sports tree by talking to me about it. I don't know. We looked into season tickets like 5 years ago. We're this close to getting them when they were like normal, like $2,000 a year or something like that, $3,000 a year. My wife and I were looking to do it. She actually brought it up, which I love.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't be telling that to my husband. And then, okay, so here's the other question that I have. There are a lot of people, like a good amount of comments that flood in whenever there's a conversation about Buffalo Bills and going to the games.
Yeah.
People are saying, don't buy your tickets now. The price will, quote, come down.
Ah, yeah, right.
Do you think? Like, what does that mean? Everyone's saying, well, because it's new, Highmark Stadium's new. Everybody, it's like the joy of it, the shine is still on it. So
surge pricing? Are you kidding me? What in your entire life have you ever seen any price go down?
Anything go down?
Anything.
Well, that is a good point. Well, I don't know. That's what a lot. I mean, it's not just one or two people have said that. A lot of people have said that. It's because It's all new now. The price will go up. But is it also based on how well the team performs?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, it's got to be. If the team sucks, nobody wants to go. Therefore, the price comes down, right?
I guess. I don't know.
It follows the supply and demand mindset.
I don't know. All I know is that it you know, to most people that are huge Bills fans, that really doesn't matter. They figure it out. They find
a
way.
How much money is the cost?
Money.
Like, he didn't tell
money.
Me when it takes 30 years.
Money is my precious.
That's a freaking mortgage.
It keeps me alive.
I hope you're moving into the Highmark Stadium for that. It's the price of a mortgage. That's
okay,
insane.
I got it.
Just wondering.
All right. Well, look, at quarter after seven, about 7:16 on 98.9 The Buzz. We're going to do Jerk or Justified. We're going to throw out tickets to the Guess Who. You get to go see them July 7th, along with the dude from the Eagles, Don Felder, who, you know, co-wrote Hotel California. He's going to be there, too. We got your tickets coming up in Jerk or Justified.
We get a message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and what her husband said to her. She said she was so stunned. She thought of us, Jerk or Justified, and had to leave us a message.
Okay, coming up.
Spisano and Sandy. One action, two opinions. You decide. Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Jesus, so dramatic. God.
That's our show. This is so, I feel bad, but yet I laughed when I heard this voice message. I don't know if you heard it yet, but if you are always able to leave us a free voice message on the Audacy app, AUDACY, and what her husband said to her shocked her to the core, where she felt so compelled to leave us a message.
So you sent me this, and I haven't listened to it yet, so
okay,
just push it. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, you know what my husband just said to me? Babe, I love you, but I just don't care.
What?
We've been married long enough now where I could be honest with you when I don't really care about your stories. But if you want to still tell me the story, go ahead. Just know that I'm not fully paying attention. This is totally a Jerk or Justified, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I love you, but I just don't care about your stories.
Are you serious? And she still referred to him as her husband, which is wild to me.
818-2899. Wow. Dude's telling some truth.
I have heard other couples to do that, though. Jokingly, I didn't think they were serious, but jokingly, I have heard him. You know, he talks. Usually, I hear it as he talks sports. He knows I don't care, so I tell him, "Listen, I don't care, but if you need to tell me about your team,
right.
Okay, but I'm going to be cleaning the kitchen as you tell me, not really paying attention." So I have heard couples do that before, but it sounds weird when it's reversed. It's a guy telling their wife.
Oh, double standard then.
It might be.
You're the one who's like, be brutally honest with me.
I know.
You say that all the time.
I do.
All right.
This triggers a lot of people I know. 818-2899. How do you feel?
Hello. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
Complete and total jerk.
Oh. This is coming from someone who shivs a git.
You better believe it. You know, I hate to put it this way, but that reminds me of whenever my wife says whatever, you know she's not interested in listening.
Right.
And, you know, when you get a whatever, you say, uh-huh, sure, another whatever. No, I mean, the guy's a jerk. Either you don't say anything, okay, or you just not.
You fake it. But you know what? Some guys are not good at faking it. I know when my story starts to bore both my husbands, Scott Spisano and my real husband.
Yes.
They get this glazed over look, like, and I just want to stop and be like, what are you thinking about right now? Because you clearly aren't listening to my story.
Yeah, get a little antsy when it gets
a
little too long.
There's more to tell.
We already know the end. Well, stop and tell you.
Unreal. The guy's got to look in the mirror and say, she ought to get even.
All right, jerk, we'll take it. Thanks, Mark. Take it easy. Have a good weekend.
You got it, kid. Right.
What's even mean? How do you get even?
I know. What does he mean, get even?
Do you think your wife listens to his stories? That's why I'm always thinking, you know, I know it's kind of rude, even though it's brutally honest, which like a lot of people want, but it kind of feels justified to me.
What?
You're doing it anyway. You may as well say it.
See, here's the...
Seriously. You do it. I do it. We do it to each other. You know, sometimes we just don't care.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem, though. And I get it. Brutal honesty. Yes, I'm a firm believer in that. And after you've been married for so long, please, what are you hiding at this point? We're stuck together, right?
So
we don't
want
to go through the hassle of a divorce.
So you say it's justified.
No, because we should force as a spouse, whether it's a work wife, work husband, or real marriage, you have to force yourself to be engaged.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Forcing yourself to be engaged.
You have to, why is...
Anybody with me on this? It's justified. You just don't care. You lie. I love you, but I don't care. I really
messages
don't care.
Are coming in. 98.9 The Buzz on social or 818-2899. Oh my God, wait. Justified, not every story deserves a full audience. After 30 years together, sometimes honesty is better than pretending you're interested.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I believe that. Wait, you're putting your tail under justified?
Yep.
Okay, I already got your tail there.
Yep.
Jerk, I don't care how long you've been married. If your spouse says, I love you, but I don't care, that's hurtful. You should always make your partner feel heard. That's it. Right there. Perfectly said.
Hi, The Buzz. Morning. Hey, Carm, what's up? Go ahead.
I'm totally with you, man. Get to the point. I don't have time for all the spaghetti. Just give me a toothpick.
Yes. Get to the point.
Yeah, but dude, I say that all the time. My buddy gets upset with me. Sometimes
really?
My wife looks at me like, what are you thinking about right now? I don't know anything but this snoring.
You are so mean.
It's true.
Tell your wife to call me next time.
I have a really short attention span, Sandy. It's terrible.
Oh, I ask Sandy about me.
Are you guys still talking? Because I pieced out a long time ago.
Carm, are you the kind of guy that knows are you the kind of guy that knows where the story's going and you just wanted them to get to the end?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay,
too.
That drives me insane. That drives every woman. This must be a gender thing. That drives every woman insane. When you think you know the ending of our story, but no, you don't always know the ending.
Do you want to hear a little trick?
I may not know the ending, but I'll know how long it's going to take to get there, and I'm not interested in that.
Why don't you say the ending at the beginning? And then
you guys both sound like asses.
No, say the ending. Say your point first. And then I'd be interested in how you got to that point. Then tell me the story, right? I crashed
maybe
my car the other day. Oh, my God, you should have seen it. It was raining, and we were doing this, and we were doing that. And all of a sudden, this deer ran out, and I hit a pothole, and I went off the road. That's the great story.
Instead all right, it's a tie right now. I'm cutting you off. It's a tie right now. 818-2899. We need a tiebreaker here, and I don't think either of us are going to, no matter what this ends up being.
I'm not budging.
I don't think either of us are going to be satisfied.
I'm not budging
with the outcome. Okay. You look at the voice messages.
I did.
818-2899. I'm going to look at social media.
Someone's going to decide this.
Yeah, we can't end this in a tie.
We're just ending it dead air. How's that sound?
Wait, hang on. Yeah, because nobody's listening anyhow.
Wait. Hold on. Uh-oh. Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz.
Hi, I just wanted to call in for Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, and you know you're the tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
It's up to you.
Okay. So I worked with a girl whose husband, she would tell a story and her husband would go, DC, don't care. And you know what? It ended up in the beginning. I think she was a little miffed about it.
Uh-huh.
But in the end, it was like this big joke. Like everybody knew that Sal said DC when Nadine wanted to tell a story. But so I saw the funny side of it. But I still think it's a jerk.
Ah! Yes.
The verdict is.
I'd be nervous for a second.
Jerk.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Bye.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Jerk.
Yes. Yes.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz. It might be funny to you, but it's hurtful.
I mean, it's
daggers the way, in the heart.
The way you say
loved
it,
one.
The way you say it, is the jerk. But
no,
you
no
really,
excuses. Don't say it anymore.
Yeah. Don't
pay
care.
Attention to me.
Mm-mm.
I got a long ass story to tell you, Scotty.
Oh Jesus! All right.
And it's called it's called 90s summer.
Oh.
This is a new parenting trend. Would you jump on board with this?
Next. 98.9
The Buzz.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left.
Oh, wait! Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hello there, 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano Sandy with a Friday on my mind. Friday. Happy Friday. 8 o'clock hour. We're going to kick off the weekend a little later here, just before the top. We're so excited that it's a weekend.
I know, aren't we all? Mm. So something I, listen to me. Mm. Something I saw.
What?
On Flynn Road. I was like, I don't know. That doesn't feel right.
Flynn Road, where's that?
Doesn't feel right. Flynn Road in Greece.
Oh, it's in Greece? Okay.
And apparently, it might be part of a new millennial parenting trend.
A parenting trend on a road. What are you talking about? Was this are they robotic strollers? They're like little Teslas.
Wait, yeah, let's make this. Wait, don't tell me. What did I see on the side of the road that caught my eye? Where I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Autonomous strollers.
No. What? A little boy walking from neighborhood to neighborhood. But he was by himself, and he was like probably 9-ish. Nine's pushing it.
Right.
And we're on Flynn Road. This isn't like within the neighborhood. Flynn Road. It's like a back road. It's like I don't know. I'm trying to find a road in.
Would you call it a side road that doesn't have lots of 55 mile an hour traffic on it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It's a side road. It has sidewalks too.
Oh,
so he's not walking in the actual road.
Oh, he's on the sidewalk.
He's on the sidewalk.
Then what's wrong with you?
Right. But it felt weird, and I don't know why. He was just so small. He was like this tiny little mooch. Had to have been 9 years old, and I think he was going from one neighborhood to the next neighborhood, which is not really that far of a distance, but in my mind, kind of felt far.
Well, you're kind of an overprotective, hovery kind of person, so I think he was fine.
So then I saw that it is apparently a parenting trend. The millennial parents are now jumping on this 90s summer.
Mm-hmm.
So they are trying to, because like they're saying, hey, let's do the 90s summer kid.
What is a 90s summer? I don't understand.
What we did in the 90s.
Cocaine. Go, I don't understand. What are you talking
about? And don't come back till the streetlights are on.
Oh, that was 70s. 80s.
Well, they're calling it the 90s trend.
Because they weren't allowed. Look, we did that in the 70s. Streetlights come on, we go home.
I know, but they can't think that far back.
We did that in the 80s. In the 90s, we did cocaine,
so,
I guess,
now. Probably now that
everybody grows up. No, I love this idea. I think it's great. And you know what? My daughter, she goes, it drives me crazy because she has no concept of time. Uh-huh. I might come back in 30 minutes and 40 minutes later,
she's six. She doesn't know what 30 minutes is.
I know. But I'm trying to get her in like, tell the parent that 30 minutes, and the parent never tells. But no, I love this idea. Just go play. Go play.
I know. I do love this idea, too, on paper, and I applaud the idea. Mm-hmm. But then I think how I saw that little boy walking by himself, and I'm like, that's...
But what's wrong with that? It's
I don't
normal.
Know. It just felt weird. It looked weird. It looked wrong. Yeah, I was questioning his parents.
Yeah, because for the last 20, 30 years, it's been the hovercraft of parenting. Yeah, that's not... Stop it.
I know. I know.
First of all, not your kid. Don't be worried about it. Number two, if it was your kid, would you let them?
Not on Flynn Road, like down the street, down a couple houses where I'm at the end of the driveway watching you. Yes, I used to do that. And then I would watch my kid walk up that neighbor's driveway into the house, but alongside the street. Then I see this kid and I start going slow. So now it looks like... that I'm creeping on this kid, really, I was just mama bear in this kid.
Listen, we all reminisce how it was when we were kids and how when the streetlights came on, that whole thing. Absolutely. Let's get back to that.
They're calling it 90s summer.
I love it. The Buzz. Oh, boy. Honesty Box time on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy on this Friday. Kick off the weekend's coming up in a few minutes.
All right. Maddie's here helping us out. Emmy and Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden, you are going to draw from the Honesty Box three things. Pick three slips of paper that our listeners have put into the Honesty Box.
Yeah.
Could be something they like about the show, something they hate about the show, or a question that we have to answer.
Yes. Honestly. What's the first one say?
All right, number one, when can we come back?
Aww, that's awesome.
That is so sweet. That really doesn't count, though.
Okay. What are we booking out to? You got to pick another one. Yeah.
We are booking out to August.
Okay.
But
get in.
Scott,
anybody wants to come in?
This is a question for you specifically.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Do you need an accountant?
Do you need an accountant?
Recommendation. That's all it says. Oh. Do you need an accountant? Recommendation.
Oh, a recommendation? I do. Well, I don't. I mean, I have one, and she hates me, but other than that,
He has financial troubles. I guess this listener knows that. Okay,
probably,
Last one. This is more of a statement.
Yeah.
Scott, do your taxes.
Okay.
So great. Perfect with the accountant.
I remember that was from a couple weeks ago, I got till October.
Oh,
we're good.
God.
We're good.
Pick one more. Pick one more.
Bonus one.
Did you ever, you know how we used to have CBS, while you pick it, when we have CBS Mornings, Jill Schlesinger, when she used to come on the air with us, financial advice, and every time that she came on the air with us, you were like, I got to get my wife to sit down and talk money together with you.
Right.
Did that ever happen?
No.
Okay, very good.
I can't. I still can't.
Here's a feel good one.
Okay.
Feel good one.
You are so welcoming and kind. And shots.
Oh, and shots.
They like buzz shots.
Buzz shots are fun.
All right. Well, that was...
interesting.
That was in juicy.
Get another one, then.
One more. Come on, Aiden.
Right, well,
we're going to have to stuff
We're going
to
dig
box.
Deep. We're going to dig real deep into the honesty box.
Yeah.
Make
a
little bit
out.
Of a mess.
See what happens. Okay. Don't worry about it. Just read
later.
It.
What I love about the show is the longer... Oh, boy.
Did they write in cursive and you can't read it, Aiden?
This isn't even cursive. This is just chicken scratch.
Okay.
Aiden! What I love about the show is the longevity. The longstanding partnership between Scott and Sandy are simply the best.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You've got all sappy and honesty box today.
Boring,
do your freaking taxes. You still haven't done them?
No.
Oh, geez. My God.
Now, if I said yes, she wouldn't believe me.
I would be so panicked. Do you know what the date is?
I got till October. I filed an extension.
To be fair, I waited until like the day before the deadline to do mine too.
Okay, the deadline was April 15th. Aiden, he's a grown man. He's been doing this for years. You should get it in by oh my god, are you
Shut the f up.
Oh, wow.
Stay out of my money, honey.
Well, hey, that just got a little intense.
And let's kick off the weekend next on The Buzz.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so excited that it is the weekend here on 98.9 The Buzz and Spezzano and Sandy. Okay. Plans before we get into this? Any plans to anything fun?
It's, I'm dog sitting.
Oh, wow.
I am dog sitting for my sister, and I can't say no because she always dog sits for me. Now,
Yeah.
If she wasn't listening and I was being honest,
yeah,
I would say I don't want a dog sit.
Yeah.
But
it's inconvenient, isn't it?
No, I love her dog, but her dog is just big.
Mm.
Like it's a golden doodle. The sweetest little
dog, yeah.
It's a big dog.
Yeah.
Sweetest dog ever. I mean, so good.
Non-allergenic.
But my house doesn't fit the dog. Like when the dog comes in my house, I'm like, oh my God, I live in a Polly Pocket house.
Right now, yeah, because these things are like 7 feet
tall.
Huge. And you set them
up. Like, I don't know. So we're moving out to the backyard. The dog's moving into the house.
There you go.
I don't know.
My wife is in and she's taking these acting classes in Buffalo, and there's a showcase. I'm going to support her on Saturday. And Mario Lopez is shooting a film in Buffalo, which she happens to be a background in.
Wait, is she in that movie?
She's in the movie with Mario Lopez,
And Tony Danza.
Yes.
That keeps popping up on my algorithm.
Yeah, yeah. This is his third Christmas movie that Mario Lopez has done. And a little inside info, from 11 to 1 every day, they have to stop doing their taping, and he has to stop and tape Access Hollywood. And then come back to do the Christmas movie.
He's a hustler.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah. So good luck to my wife, Jill. She's going to be in front of everybody, and all eyes will be on her.
That's so cool.
I'm very nervous for her, but
that's
I'm very
so
happy
cool.
for her. Yeah. So the question is...
Yeah. Are you looking for your contractor? Do you have a contractor that's ghosting you?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are going to track them down.
That's right. And we are going to call it...
Contractor call out. I had to read it. I'm like, wait, what are we calling it again? So do you remember a few weeks ago where I was like, I love my contractor. He's so nice. He's a friend, but he has not finished the job and it's been a year.
And he ghosts you all the time.
Yes.
So I called him on the air and
Scott,
I'm like, hey man.
Totally surprise called him.
Just have a question. When are you going to finish Sandy's, and 2 days later he was there. Magic.
He was there. Worked like a charm.
So then figured
yes.
Could work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who does Scotty need to track down?
Yeah.
What contractor is ghosting you?
Mm-hmm.
What job is unfinished?
Yeah.
Scotty will track him down.
I'll be nice. We'll call him.
Do it on the air.
Yeah.
Contractor call out.
Yeah.
If you want in on this, 818-2899. Reach out to us on socials, 98.9 The Buzzer. Me directly, Sandy at RochesterBuzz.com.
So it'll be easy. It'll be like the Scarlet Letter of radio. It'll be awesome. We'll just
Nice too.
Yeah.
Surprised he answered.
I know. It is funny.
Are you going to always play it nice? What's your track down the contractor?
Of course I do. I have to make it nice so because they can't be mean. You see what I'm saying? If I call up and be like, hey, when are you going to finish Judy's house?
Yeah, but I would think the intimidating route is it might be effective.
No, it's easier to be nice because they have to be nice back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
I just can't say it enough. Like summer is here and we're ready to go. Next weekend, a week from today, is 4th of July weekend. What? It's crazy. Well, either way, enjoy yourselves. Have fun this weekend. We'll be back Monday to do it all over again.
Yep. Okay.
All right, let's do it. It's time to say, it's time to kick
off
the weekend!
Yay! Yeah!
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spezzano and Sandy. You're the best.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.